Are you surprised when the green-eyed monster of jealousy rears its ugly head? I am. I hate it when jealousy seems to arise in me or others use their jealousy against me. Aren't we all in ministry to proclaim the truth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior? That belief in Jesus brings salvation and abundant life on earth, eternal life in heaven? No condemnation but freedom in Christ? Once again, the Apostle Paul experienced jealousy. Remember the Jews in Thessalonica who caused Paul and Silas to flee? Well, when these same Jews heard of the success Paul was having in the place they fled to, Berea, the green-eyed, jealous Jews traveled 50 miles on foot, may I remind you, to stir up and incite the crowds in Berea too. Gee whiz, enough is enough, wouldn't you say? But no, jealousy again seemed to win, and this time the believers immediately sent Paul to Athens. I am so glad Paul was in shape and willing to walk to the next door God opened. Even though you may have had enough with people's jealousy and intentional desire to sabotage your work with the Lord, remember, the Lord is sovereign. He allows or does not allow good and evil to persist. Stay in shape and walk, like Paul, to the next place of ministry.